test. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Thank you. welcome to PCP. It's Pete Kogel. It's PCP 637. We have 13 tracks of weird and wonderful music that I have sourced from all over the net, all over the world. We got bands from the USA, from Germany, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bristol in London and England, Russia, Iceland, more Russia, more Massachusetts, Argentina, more Russia, New Jersey in the US, more Russia, and then some Sweden. Why is there so many Russians? I don't know. Perhaps they've infiltrated my search criteria and they're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. Subconsciously, of course. Or it could just be that there's some fantastic music coming out of Russia at the moment. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. If this is the first time you've been listening, I may have some new listeners. I don't know. I may have some new listeners. I say that because I was at a meeting last Friday with Mr. Clinderbone, of course, at the RSA. Now, he's been talking about the RSA, and I understand he's been a member for about 12 years, which I find amazing because I didn't actually realise it was that long. But he's got more and more involved recently. And the RSA, if you think you understand it, let me just explain it to you. It's called the Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufacturers and Commerce. And as Peter said to me before, the arts is really sort of like the arts and crafts, not so much music or pictures or fine art or illustration or whatever you want it to be. So it's about all sorts of things. And he sent me a link to a conversation they have. They have a conversation every Friday in a sort of a little area that they have, a little amphitheatre they have in the building, which is an amazing building, but it's a complete warren. I don't know how the hell you find yourself around there. The sort of thing you could go in there and be found a couple of weeks later, sort of suffering from sort of lack of oxygen or lack of air, vitamin D or some of that sort of thing, and just sort of spaced out on croissants and coffee. Anyway, I'm witching. Let me just tell you more about it. So I went to this meeting, and there was a meeting entitled The Independent Music Conversation, Creating a Network to Support the Independent Grassroots Music. And it was about trying to get together a sort of fairly loose network of people that could help. Now, I get the impression that some of this stuff has been done before for independent artists. There's the Association of Independent Art Musicians, I think it is, that was there. But this was meant to be sort of something loose, something different, not a membership body, not a sort of place where you can spend lots of money. Just a place where you can, you can sort of meet and hang out with and learn from and help new artists coming along. And not just artists themselves, but sort of like promoters and people like myself, podcasters, curators, people that are pluggers, people that are management, people that are sort of concert venue organisers, people that actually put concerts on, the whole gambit, the whole idea. And it started off somewhat lacklustre, but it's quickly rollercoastered into a very, very interesting discussion with various different people. So we had Neil March as someone I didn't know. In fact, I didn't know anybody here apart from Clithers. You can find him at Twitter at trustthedoc.uk. Trustthedoc.uk, rather. He is a DJ, in the sense of a radio DJ. There's a podcast available of his thing. And he also works with Todd Robinson on Fresh on the Net type stuff. So it's very interesting to sort of get his perspective. And he's also a talented musician in his own right. And then we had Sue Orichin. Now, she is found at twitter.com/ Sue Orris. And she has sort of written a few books. She used to work for the Open University. Very interesting stuff on process and mapping and all the sort of technical wizardry that we need to get data these days. So very interesting. And then a couple of guys, Sean Phillips and Martin Agrawer, from a band called Private Agenda. And of course, Mr. Clitheroe himself. You can find Private Agenda at private-agenda.com. They're based out of London and Berlin. And we got together and had a really good conversation for a couple of hours, and to the point that I think Neil almost lost his voice at some point. He had to get more drink into him to keep him going. But it was fantastic conversation, and something may come out of that might be interesting. And I suppose the main thing is that I think I probably should become a member of the RSA or a fellow of the RSA. Ooh, that'll be a tweet. That'll be Clithers telling me I'm a member of the RSA now. A fellow of the RSA now. Yeah, worth knowing. Anyway, I am digressing slightly from the fact that we had two rather good tracks to begin with. The first one was called One You Cry For by Leica's Orbit, and you can find Leica's Orbit at leicasorbit.bandcamp.com. Leica, of course, being the dog that went up in space by the Russians years ago. From Massachusetts in the US, from an album on Dead Broke Records, that's R-E-K-E-R-D-S, Dead Broke Records, from an album of the best of, their best of the 2009, called Year of the Pig, which of course I suppose is the Chinese Year of the Pig, isn't it? So the Chinese Year of the Pig sampler, and I rather enjoyed that. And after that we had another track by Fieldy. Now I have played Tree of Life before on the show, but this was the Tree of Life, the 959er remix, which I thought was rather excellent, and definitely worth listening to. He is based out of Germany, I believe, on the Tree of, and I think it's called the Tree of Life EP. It's on Digital Diamonds at digitaldiamonds.bandcamp.com. Let's move on. I can't get enough of this band, so I'm not going to stop playing them. This is W as a Collective and their Space Song.
Space. so much to listen to, so much to see.
I don't want your beating heart pressing up against me. Let me sweat it out. I don't want to feel your love trembling against my closed door. And I don't want to yield myself up to anything or anyone anyhow. I don't want to feel your love interferes with my itinerary. Oh, you see something changing in me, don't you?
Two more tracks there for you, the first of which was W as a Collective. If you haven't heard about them yet, you haven't been listening to enough of my podcasts. WOZ.org, based out of Bosnia and Herzegovina. That comes from their new album called Fake News. That was Space Song featuring Earl 16, and I shall be seeing them only about a couple of weeks' time. Was it next week? It might even be next week. I think it is next week. Oh, how wonderful. I can't wait. And then after that, we heard Beating Heart, brackets, An Ode to Oxytocin by Faultress. You can find her at soundcloud.com/Faultress, based out of Bristol and London, and in England. And that's from an EP called Five Myths. And I picked up a SoundCloud. It's rather marvellous and rather different from what I normally play. Another track now from Daniel Knows, from based out of Russia, on Illogical Algorithm is the title of his album, on One of the Known Records, Monumental Records. This is the title track of, that's not a title track, it's just called Look Into My Eyes. That's what it's called. That's right. I should have said that, shouldn't I?
Caught in the night, whoa, whoa, whoa.
podcast.
Oh, I dare you.
Tones that an Icelandic voice can put together. I just love Icelandic voices. That was an artist called Ko Ola, which I'm probably going to pronounce wrongly. And that is a track called Glurastalin, the Glass Hall, which is why it was translated, from Altveroa Altile, which is apparently translated as Everything Will Be All Over, which is the title of the album. And that's on Post Drifting. You can find them at post-drifting, D-R-E-I-F-I-N-G, .bandcamp.com. And she's from Hafnarfjörður in Iceland. And I thought it was absolutely marvellous. And I shall definitely be playing some more tracks from her. And then before that, we had Look Into My Eyes by Daniel Knows out of Russia on Monumental Records at mnmn-rec.bandcamp.com from his album Illogical Algorithms, or Algorithm rather. Another track now from something also Russia, this time from Intoxnoise at intoxnoise.bandcamp.com. The title track, this is what we meant to say, this is what I truly said earlier, this is the title track by Kuzak Hararak of his title, of his album rather, called Electronic Raindrops. Thank you.
James Lott,
Johnny Mathis,
Bob Dylan,
Pete Cogle,
10cc,
Manuel,
and every one of 100 of Woolly's hottest tapes.
Show last week, and last week I introduced them as Baby with an exclamation mark, but of course they had already changed their name to Honeycutt, and I called them Baby because they were on a particular release by Pulse Records, and of course they changed their name since then, but they are now called Honeycutt. You can find them at soundcloud.com, and here's where the complicated bit is, /official baby band. Guys, change the name, please. That was a track called Floating 2. They're based out of Boston, Massachusetts as well. I picked that up at SoundCloud. And then before that, we heard Quizash Hadarach, which he is on Intox Noise, on intoxnoise.bandcamp.com. Electronic Raindrops, the title track of that particular album, based out of Russia. Let's move on. I've played Dream Puppet before as well, and this is also the title track of an album called Lost in My Sweet Dream. He's from Argentina on Enough Records, and it's rather good.
Pete Kogel.
I don't know how he does it.
The first of which was Lost in My Sweet Dream by Dream Puppet. You can find him at soundcloud.com/DreamPuppet. Based out of Argentina, and that was the title track of his album called Lost in My Sweet Dream on Enough Records. EnoughRec.bandcamp.com is where you'll find that. Absolutely marvellous. And then something old, I just can't resist this band. That was Hold the Gun. In from Russia on their Hold the Gun 3 album, which goes back to something like 2011, but it's still marvellous. That track was called Joker, and you can find them on Monumental Records as well, manumanum-rec.bandcamp.com. Definitely worth checking that out. Sadly, Monumental Records are only producing stuff that's not Creative Commons licensed anymore, so I'm sort of not really in the mood for to playing it. Which I know is slightly contentious to say that, but whatever. It's sort of the sort of thing that I would like to play some of the stuff, but they've sort of gone away from their ethos of, I think it was like 500 releases of Creative Commons albums before they've now gone down a different route. But they're referring to it as Monumental 2 or MNMN 2. But you know, it's different. Everyone has their own path to tread, and mine is not theirs. There you go. That's it. Right, this is Radar and Satellite from Totowa in New Jersey in the US, and a track called Where's Dan?
I'm gonna kill you with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Pete Cogle.
Get thee behind me, foul fiend.
Indeed, let's have a good laugh about it. That was Into Nowhere 8 by Cage of Creation. That's an album that hasn't come out yet, but there's a couple of tracks out there available on Bandcamp, and you can find them at cage-of-creation.bandcamp from Russia. That was from their Into Nowhere 2 album. The Into Nowhere album 1 is out there, and that's on NEN Records, nenrex.bandcamp.com. Rather interesting. Not the sort of thing I normally play, but I rather liked it. Before that, we had Where Is Dan by Radar and Satellite. You can find them at radarandsatellite.bandcamp.com. From Totowa, New Jersey in the US, and that's from an EP or an album rather called Warm Milk, which came out on Bandcamp. Definitely worth listening to. Right, it's almost last track time, and I will play you something. I think I played last time. I played a track by Michael Fyrek, Mikhail Fyrek, rather, M-I-K. A-E-L-F-Y-R-E-K, from Sweden, from his album called Further Asunder, out on Carvey Collective, at carveycollective.bandcamp.com. The track is called Yao, R-Y-A-O. If you are interested in collaborating with us about this independent music conversation, independent music network thing, then drop me a line. Even if you can't get involved because you're not physically in the area, then let me know, because anything that you can tell me and you can say is always worth knowing, and I can pass it on to my my friends and my colleagues, perhaps even maybe, for this discussion. So it's worth knowing. So drop me a line, pete.kogel@gmail.com. You can find me, of course, at pkogel.com. And that's it. So I'm going to bugger off into the wild blue yonder and get more tracks ready for yet more next week. See you soon, folks.
Budapest. Top readers recommend it.